98.1 KZE. It's MK with you and some guests in the studio today. I'm excited to be chatting to some new folks for us on KZE. Ricky and May, you guys work for New Horizons, which is a home for, like, is it a group home? Is it a residential care facility? Describe it to me, please.
Sure. We provide several different supports for individuals with intellectual disabilities. We have about 30 group homes and 13 apartments. We have some day habs, and our goal is to support individuals and their families who have intellectual or developmental delays.
So there's a wide range of housing options for folks at all kind of levels of, you know, ability to live alone.
Absolutely. We have medical models. We have supervised group homes with just one or two individuals, and we have larger group homes for 14 people. And that's our largest one, and it's for a medical model, because we prefer supporting people throughout the continuum of their life.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge organization, and it's been around for 50 years. How have I never heard of it? Ricky, explain.
So, I'm very excited about New Horizons. I mean, this is our 50th year. We are, you know, constantly expanding. We're right now getting ready to open up a 3,000-square-foot space for our WOW program, which is expanding. So we're just very excited about all the different opportunities.
Yeah. Tell me about the WOW program. So that stands for Without Walls, correct?
Correct. So the WOW program is very volunteer-centered. We focus on providing volunteer opportunities for our participants in the community. So they do things like Meals on Wheels. We had to provide meals to elderly people or people that can't get to the grocery store. We also teamed up with a couple of farms. So our participants will actually go in and help with grooming horses and cleaning stalls. And so it's not just a benefit to the participant, but also a huge value to the community.
Yeah, that's really great. And I mean, that sounds like things that I would enjoy doing, too. So these are really, like, good and helpful and also fun activities.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the WOW program. And you're building a new facility just dedicated to that program.
That's correct.
Now, you were telling me that you're looking to expand the operations. You always need more help, too. And you have walk-in hiring events every week. Is that right?
Absolutely. So every Thursday, anyone can come into our headquarters at 123 West Road in Pleasant Valley, New York, and we'll interview you right on the spot.
That's amazing. And for volunteers as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to Ricky and May from New Horizons, which is based in Pleasant Valley. So say somebody's listening and they're like, oh my goodness, like, I have a family member who could really benefit from this program. How do they get involved?
Sure. So family members who have a loved one who has a disability, they should really reach out to their care manager. Mm-hmm. And their care manager can absolutely go through it's called the open door, front door. And it's no cost to the families, and they can be put on different waiting lists for supports.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the no cost thing is huge, because I know that that's a really hard thing for, you know, the families of folks with intellectual disabilities. It can be, you know, very expensive to try to find placement in group homes or residential care facilities. And it's great that you have options.
We do. We have several different options. So whether it's a day hab service, or somebody still, you know, lives on their own or live with their family and they just need day services. We also provide services to families if they need respite. They need, you know, they're tired, they need a break.
Yeah.
And we also do ComHab, which is a service where, you know, we go into someone's home and help the person work on their skills.
That's amazing. So you've been doing this, May, for like 30 years, you told me.
Yeah, I started when I was 5.
That's you had me for a second. I mean, you look quite youthful.
Thanks. So yeah, I started in the field in 89. The agency, this is our 50th year. We started as a family group, a network, mm-hmm. Trying to develop opportunities other than institutions for their loved ones.
Yeah.
And we've grown over the years to include many, many other things.
Yeah. Yeah. So what has kept you with the organization? What do you love about it?
I love the folks. Mm-hmm. I love the folks that we provide supports for. I love my team. Just a bunch of great professionals that really want to help everybody succeed. So, yeah. Just a great bunch of people to be with day in and day out.
Yeah. And Ricky, you're a little bit newer to the job, I think. You said about a year?
Yeah. I've actually been in the field for over 20 years, but with New Horizons, a little less than a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are some things that you've noticed that are different to other places you've worked? Or, what are kind of some of your favorite things about New Horizons?
I think one of my favorite things is how person-centric we are. Mm. We kind of take our organizational chart, kind of turn it upside down and put the individuals at the top of that chart. Mm-hmm. And I really love that about New Horizons.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that sounds ideal, right? That's how it should be. You know, if the organization is to help these folks, like, they should be the ones that are at the center of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I love the WOW program. That sounds really cool. Have you been, do you work hands-on with the participants in the WOW program?
Sure. So a lot of networking and getting involved with our partners in the community. We're constantly looking for new partners to build up new volunteer opportunities for the participants. So in that sense, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great to know. So yeah, anybody out there who owns a business or, it sounds like farms are a really good option.
Absolutely.
Nonprofit, other, community based organizations. Yeah, I'll do some brainstorming as well. But if there's folks out there listening who have possible opportunities for the WOW program, can they reach out?
Absolutely. They can always find us on Facebook. And they can also come to our website as well.
Is that just newhorizons.com?
It's www.nhrny.org.
NHRNY.org. Cool.
Correct. And all our numbers are listed on the website as well.
Fabulous. So. Yeah. So you've got an exciting year. It's your 50th anniversary. And there's a gala coming up in October.
There's a very fancy gala to celebrate. Yeah, we've been here for 50 years, and so we're going to use the opportunity to reflect and appreciate how far we've come and to see where we need to go in the next 50.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine do a bit of fundraising, too, at the gala, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're always looking, absolutely. For donors and volunteers. It's a really great opportunity to give back to the community. We really focus, especially with our WOW, on us giving back to the community, because we all have value. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes New Horizons special, recognizing that we all have value and great human potential.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen, the folks who have participated in the WOW program, have you kind of seen a change in them in, their ability to be more independent or just have a little bit more like value in themselves?
Absolutely. I mean, if you see their faces when they're doing things that they haven't done in the past or reaching a milestone that they haven't achieved before, it's amazing to see the look of accomplishment.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do either of you have like a favorite story from your time at New Horizons?
Oh, dear.
Putting you on the spot with this one, I know.
I'm trying to think. There's been some. I don't know if I have a special one. There's been so many. Mm-hmm. There really has been, a lifetime worth of great memories.
Yeah, yeah. And you're still doing it.
I am. I still believe in our mission.
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who has a historic job ADD, I'm just very impressed by anybody who's been at their job for 30 years. So it must be a really special place.
The folks are amazing.
Yeah.
I'm there because I love it. I believe in what we do. I believe in my team. And I believe in the individuals that we support.
Yeah. Ricky and May are my guests from New Horizons, which is based in Pleasant Valley. Are some of the homes and everything, are they in other towns in the Hudson Valley?
Absolutely. We have 30... group homes, mm-hmm. which is, a congregate setting for, multiple people. And it's all throughout Dutchess, from Southern Dutchess all the way to Northern Dutchess. in Ulster County, all over Ulster County. And we also have a house that's almost on the border of Orange County. So we have a pretty big area of different supports that we provide.
Awesome. And that was nhrny.org, is that correct?
Correct. It stands for New Horizons Resources in New York.
Gotcha.
So
easy to remember, nhynr.org, if you're interested in finding out more information. And I want to hit once again that you have this weekly walk-in hiring and volunteer opportunity. So is
Absolutely.
That, did you say Thursdays?
Every Thursday, yeah.
Yes.
9 to 4.
Yep. Thursdays 9 to 4. So yeah, if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity or you're interested in getting into this kind of work, yeah, I think New Horizons is an amazing option.
I think it's great. There's lots of room for personal growth and development, not only for the participants that we support, but also for our professionals.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, are we missing anything? Is there anything else we should talk about?
We have a golf tournament coming up.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
We have a golf tournament coming up. It's this week, if it doesn't rain.
Uh-huh. I can't catch a break.
I know. And I believe it's our 45th golf tournament.
Awesome. People still sign up?
I believe they can.
Yeah.
Yeah. NHRNY.org, I'm sure, has all the deets.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Ricky May, this was lovely. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you. We appreciate it.
NHRNY.org, New Horizons Resources. We've got some Matt the Electrician for you now on KZE.